Ayo, Dre, I kick it. One of these kids is doing his own thing. One of these kids is one and the same. One of these kids is doing his own thing. Now it's time to say his name.
What's his name?
It's the man we all know and love.
What's his name?
I think his name is Kwame.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Kwame.
Oh, yeah,
it's the man we all know and love.
Kwame. I came home. There was company. Some young lady, friends of the family. Coming with a strut, showing all maturity. She looked me over once just to make sure it's me. She hadn't any kids, no rings that she carried. So I quickly assumed this pretty girl wasn't married. The girl was fly, cover not grown. Pissed me on the cheek and said,
look how he's grown.
Compliments on my shoes, clothes, and some. Saying to my mother,
oh God, he's so handsome.
Now for this lady, I kinda had the hot. She was laughing with my mother at my baby snapshots. But what got me going to set the day right is when she asked my mother to spend the night. And now my mother said, sure, let her to my door. Sleep on Kwan's bed, he can sleep on the floor. Bother me none, plus she'll go to sleep soon. Plus I was feeling lucky I was in the same room. That night, we both couldn't sleep, so I had to do something just to keep us awake and not be bored. So the Kwan started bragging about the places I've toured. Whispered in her ear, let her know that I love her. She says, but she stays silent, put her hand in my hand, says,
this old body dolls need a young man. And whatever we do, it's between me and you.
We'll do it
right until the night is through.
So we started kissing. Ooh, she's feeling guilty. And after a while, she began feeling guilty. I said, what's wrong? Don't I make you feel happy? She says,
oh, I know what you're like, a son to me.
I said, listen up. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? And if you are, come give me a fat kiss.